Saturday, and here we are back on RBN, republicbroadcasting.org, and I'm your host, Deanne Brewley. Lots of things happened this week in the news, a lot of things that we need to look into, but the main thing I want to go back to is what is happening in our health care, our situation with the military, our military past. We're going to visit with my special guest and friend, Arthur Bergloff, from Veterans for Constitutional Law. And we're going to talk about some of the things that you need to know that is really impacting on our military and also our hospitals and things that, you know, they're not really putting in the press. You should know about. We're going to talk about that. Then the second hour, we're going to have a conversation about something I thought was kind of disturbing in the news, and it's going to be open line. I don't know if you heard all these different things that they're pulling off the shelf. You have, you know, people out there that are using lipstick, and they're saying lipstick has lead in it and it causes lead poisoning. So women, you've been using lead in your lipstick, and they said that the amounts of lead they claim may not cause anything. But again, you know, they've been pulling toys off the shelf for this, you know. So how do you feel about hearing, you know, possibility of lead poisoning in your lipstick, and they're pulling children's cough syrup off the market, cough medicine. They're saying it causes very bad situations with young people, very bad, you know, symptomatic things that will cause them, you know, some very bad situations in the future. And also, we're going to be talking about, you know, some of these things that people hear, you know, organized crime, families, gangs, and where did they all come from? What were they derived from? Why did they begin? You know, gangs, organized crime families. We're going to look into the history of, you know, the militias and things. And we're going to discuss that as how it applies here. And by the way, open line, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443 for your comments. Mike, John, are you there? Sorry, John.
Yeah,
I forgot which show I'm on. So, there's so much going on. How's everything out there where you are?
Well, it went from being 25 degrees above normal to being just about normal for high temperatures. And it's kind of hard to take when you've been used to mid-80s to 90s to go down to, you know, 30s to 50s. And so we're kind of adjusting.
Yeah, well, you know, this is... you know, maybe they were on vacation, or maybe it's their holiday or something. They stop cranking up these machines and stuff. But, you know, I've been noticing a lot of people have viruses right now. There's a lot of various viruses going on, and it seems like they're pushing this flu shot. Do you know anything about that out there in your area?
Oh, yeah. Well, they're just pushing it. It's like chemtrails develop a lot of your viruses, drop your immune system along with the food and everything else we're doing. It's another thing, like they're talking about the program before us. They're talking about the weather control and global warming. They never mention the methane gas that's being released. There's a huge, huge plot of peat moss, which will release a tremendous amount of methane gas. It's melting in Siberia right now. It's the biggest one in the world. It's as big as France and Germany combined.
Well, we're going to commercial, and we're going to be talking about that, but we're going to bring our guests on when we come back. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back up.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for this sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Hi, we're back, and we're here on RBN, and we're here with John, and Arthur Berglund is on. Arthur, are you there?
Yes, I'm right here.
Hey, how are you doing?
Okay. We're going to talk about some interesting things tonight. I think the public is going to want to hear some of these things, including an open letter to the Pentagon employees.
Oh, okay.
And I'm Arthur Berglund, and I'm executive.
And he's with Veterans for Constitutional Law, and he's a wonderful man because he's one of the persons that have authored a lawsuit to try to, you know, protect the veterans. They're coming back from this nightmare and quagmire that's happening in the hospitals and the situation with post-traumatic stress. And we're going to get information towards the middle of the broadcast on that and where that is at. But what do you have to say about the Pentagon? I'm really curious about that.
First of all, this is the most anti-veteran and anti-military government that we have ever had. As bad as the Clinton government was, the Bush government is even worse. We have never had a government that has been more anti-veteran and more military ever in this country. Now, what exactly is the government? Is it a collection of laws, buildings, thousands of computers, and billions of files? No. The government is made up of employees who work for the people. Without great employees, all the computers, documents, and buildings mean absolutely nothing. And all through world history, when a government blatantly ignored its people, a bloody revolution has always followed. This is history. I'm writing this, and I'm talking about this, to all of our public servants who work in this building, the Pentagon, and others, and all others connected with it. And if you're not a public servant but know somebody who is, please make a copy of this program, tape it, and forward it to somebody that you know. If you work there and you have to read this for your job as an analyst, also read it for yourself, your family, and friends. And to paraphrase the words of the president uttered in 2001, that's Mr. Bush, Jorge, you're either with us or against us. The past 5 years now has shown us the ugly head of tyranny and just who is against us. Now, what America is not, as a government employee, you already know that America and the government belong to the citizens of the United States of America.
I'm so glad you're saying that because people don't seem to understand it when I say
that. No, they don't. They really don't know what's going on. They've got their NASCAR and their wrestling show, and they don't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. Now, our beloved Constitution states this, and it is the land of the free on the very on the very foundation of America, and it's not to be the land of slavery, suppression of liberties, destroying freedoms, promoting servitude, taking over sovereign countries, using lies, or creating suffocating tyranny across the planet. It cannot be a country where the whims and the will of just one man runs all, decides everything, and snubs his nose at all checks and balances. And your oath and duty, this is your oath and duty, as a servant of the people, you are sworn to protect America from all enemies, both foreign and domestic. And this is not an option, possibility, wild idea, or wishful thinking. It is a fact, and it's your job as a government employee to protect everyone, even that person you see on the street every day, that child walking to catch the school bus with dreams and aspirations you see each morning, driving to work, millions of senior citizens you already know, and the millions that you do not know, they count on you to do the right thing. You are closer to becoming one of these people with each passing day. Your watch and actions also affects all those who cannot care for themselves without help from others. If you disagree, I challenge you to prove me wrong. I'll give you my telephone number later and my address. If you disagree, I challenge you to prove me wrong. These are just a sample of some 300 million people that you are sworn to protect, and that must come first. If you're ordered to do something for the government that violates the Constitution or Bill of Rights, you are a criminal for doing so, no matter what you are told or how you may mentally justify it. You'll know the order is wrong the moment you hear it or read it. The cover all dog-eared national security label is used to justify any act that will infringe on either the Constitution or Bill of Rights. An alarm bell should sound off in your head when you hear it. If a murderer is guilty of murder, no man or woman can change that fact. So it is with the actions of all government employees. They must place the Constitution and the Bill of Rights first above all orders. That is their duty. If something is wrong, it must be questioned. They cannot act like mindless robots. Now, questions that you must ask yourself. Thinking you've got an ultra-secure job working for the government, do you think that whatever befalls children, senior citizens, and millions of others could never affect you? Think again. If the new pseudo-Fourth Reich, which has illegally assumed power today, has no use for the elderly, what will become of you when you're older, or perhaps even sooner if illness or an accident incapacitates you? Have you ever thought about this? You should. Now, how is your DNA? Genetics is the key. Think about your family and your genetics. Do you or members of your family have any genetic imperfections? If either of your parents has any genetic defects, then you will carry them too. For those in power who are attempting to create a worldwide empire, be assured, defective people have no place in their future.
That sounds like Adolf Hitler's Germany.
You bet. Why? You got it right there.
Mm-hmm.
Why is DNA quietly collected by hospitals when an infant is born through a heel lance without the parent's permission. You may not be aware of it, but they're doing it. They lance the heel and they get a sample of the DNA of every person that's born in this country and then sent to a repository. Is it because hospital staff have nothing more important to do? The failed Third Reich of just 60 years ago was obsessed with genetics too. It had a vicious campaign to wipe out undesirable races and exterminate all imperfect human beings. Are you confident that you, your spouse, family members, or children could never be silently placed on a FEMA red or blue list?
Now, what is a FEMA red and blue list? If you could help clarify that.
A FEMA red or blue list. These are people that have got to be removed, that's so they say. Now, think that that could only happen to people like me that write and speak out? You should think again. It can happen to anybody. Now, where freedom began, you go visit this with your family and remember. There's a close-up of a plaque. Daughters of the American Revolution. There's a plaque there in Washington, May 20th, 1910. And they have it right there where the actual church pew where Patrick Henry said, "Give me liberty or give me death." And that plaque can be viewed. 300 years ago, Patrick Henry stood up in a Richmond, Virginia. It was not Washington. It was Richmond, Virginia. Patrick Henry stood up in a Richmond, Virginia church about 100 miles south of your desk right there at the Pentagon. If you have never been there, you should go there as soon as you can. Patrick Henry arose from his pew to boldly stand up against the king. That's another King George. We have a King George there now. With his lengthy but poignant speech about freedom and liberty, concluding with, "Give me liberty or give me death." Now think about the meaning of those words and the raw courage it took to speak them. Do you believe we don't have a self-appointed king, a dictator today? Do you think we don't have anybody working toward creating an American empire? When was the last time Capitol Hill refused him something he wanted? Even those who go in front of Senate hearings for approval, no matter how bad they are or unqualified they are still approved, and they're still appointed by the Senate. Shortly after taking office, the new United States Attorney General declared that Bush is above the law. This is what Mr. Gonzalez says. Bush is above the law. Bush has declared, "I'm the decider. Whether the Secretary of Defense goes or stays, isn't this the same tune that Hitler sang as he took absolute power and made his appointments?" Have you forgotten about our constitutional system of checks and balances that is supposed to protect us from this? It is a cushy job in the occult-oriented Pentagon, and your home in southern Pennsylvania, Baltimore, Fairfax, Alexandria, Dale City, or any other bedroom community, more important than maintaining freedom for all. If our freedoms and liberties are taken away, what do any of us have left? What fills the void when freedom is gone? Do you foolishly believe that any Pentagon created and or funded terrorist organization is truly our friend? Now, Patrick Henry and America's founding fathers knew this and more since they lived under England's tyrannical government. Has tyranny raised its ugly head again in the past 100 years? Have you ever watched a farm animal? A 100-pound farmer can easily make a half-ton cow obey him. Why? This is also the natural law and order established by God. But would the animal be so cooperative if it realized when walking into a trailer that it was on a one-way trip to the slaughterhouse?
Well, I have to stop you here. We're going to break. And I want to make sure you continue here. This is very important. I'm not going to stop you. We'll be right back after this break with Arthur Berglog and John Alstafson.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Hi, we're back, and it's Late Night with Deanne here on RBN during the week, Monday through Friday. I'm on Truth Radio from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Monday, we have the Veterans Information Resource Hour that's on from 3 p.m. to 4, and then we have Mike Katz, the Conscious Awareness Hour on Friday, and Homeless Radio broadcast on Saturday, which tonight we're having at 1 a.m. In the morning on Now Live broadcast and also on Blog Talk Radio, so please tune in. We're talking here with our author Berglaw, Carl, and we're talking about the issue that you have to understand. This impacts on us because, again, we're looking at this the wrong way, folks. We're seemingly involved with the fact that we cannot remove these officials, and these officials we serve, they don't serve us. So I want author to continue on with what he was talking about before we went to break, because, again, this is very important what he says, and we need to pass on to everyone. Everyone needs to have a hand of this tape. So, author, can you continue, please?
Okay, I think you're all going to get a handle on what's going on in Washington with this. I'll reiterate a few of the past lines here. Have you ever watched a farm animal? A 100-pound farmer can easily make a half-ton cow obey him. Why? This is the natural law. This This is also, it's the natural law and order established by God. But would the animal be so cooperative if it realized that it's walking into a trailer that's a one-way trip to the slaughterhouse? Would it still cooperate so willingly? Free choice is another natural law given to us by God, which our government is seeking daily to destroy. Our technically bankrupt country funds the world's largest military. I'll repeat that line. Our technically bankrupt country funds the world's largest military. Sound familiar? Can you or I print fake, worthless money when we need it as the government does? Hitler did the very same thing, too. The German people had a fairly good life before the war. That is, until the global bankers decided to teach the German bankers a lesson by unleashing their house painter puppet madman to raise hell in Europe. Millions lost their lives while this lesson was being taught to the bankers by megalomaniac power families who worked the puppets behind the scenes. Meanwhile, the Swiss were praised by the world for their neutrality while quietly funneling money to the Third Reich while inspecting German POW camps to ensure humane treatment. Think all this can't happen again? If so, why not? What about the sole source contract of more than $300 million to Halliburton for American POW camps? We have them here in this country. We've built them. Halliburton had a big hand in it. Now, who do you think they're for? A goat herder they capture in the Middle East? Mexicans that cross into Arizona? No, they're not. They're for you and me and every American who opposes this, whatever this government does. Now, this is Germany all over again. So how did bankrupt Germany suddenly fund a multi-billion dollar army? According to history, it was with the help of your commander-in-chief, Mr. Bush, his grandfather, Prescott Bush, through American and Swiss banks. Now, make no mistake about it. The goal of a Fourth Reich is alive and well today. A blind man can see what's coming. Can you? Are not the cameras on the interstate around Washington like those on a highway on Route 66 every tenth of a mile screaming police state at you? And not one of these cameras has any ability to fight terrorism, that shadowy scapegoat of the night created as justification for the police state. The very freedom and lifeblood of America is at stake right now, and all will be lost if you and others who work in the Pentagon continue to help make the Fourth Reich reach full power. All that you need to do is nothing. If this happens, who will come to the aid of you, your family, friends, and the American people? No one will. America has become the most hated country on earth strictly by design, not by accident. World hatred will ensure the American people will have no one to save them from FEMA's extermination black ops such as the Garden Plot and Cable Splicer. Now, how you can help and the implications if you don't help. If you know about a nuclear, chemical, or biological attack or war game covertly planned to go live anywhere on the planet, it is your job and your duty as an American citizen to immediately go public with that information. No people, country, or reason exists on planet Earth today which can legitimize such a horrendous genocidal act. Don't ever forget, if you plan to do nothing to change things, then you will be just as guilty of murder as the person who pushes the button or sets the timer. The blood and death of millions will be on your hands for all time and all eternity. As the expression goes, it is better to have tried and failed than never to have tried at all. Now, after a nuclear attack in America or overseas, many more will die over the following months and years from the fallout and biologicals carried by the elements. Heavy metal poisoning and contagions originating from dead bodies. Hiroshima and Nagasaki descendants and survivors are still suffering with horrific genetic mutations, even 60 years later. And those two bombs were very small by comparison.
I have to stop you again. We're going to break, and this is very important that you listen to this. We'll be right back after this station announcement. Thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Hi, we're back, and this is Deanne here on Late Night with Deanne on RBN with my special guest, Arthur Bergwall. And the thing is, he's talking about something that you need to understand the function of this government, what it's supposed to be, and our function as being human beings here. Again, I understand everything he's relating, because one of the things I noticed, too, when I worked in corporate America and worked in the government and stuff, if I saw something that was going on that was vastly illegal, I reported it. I did my thing, as many other whistleblowers had. And we're all under attack because we did that. But then my conscience is clear, because bottom line is that if I did not report what I saw and what they saw was not reported, we would be in worse condition in this country than we would ever be able to see. And that's what Arthur is doing right now. He's giving a report, and he also, he was in the military, and he's with a very well-distinguished organization dealing with veterans' rights. And he's taking a risk now, but the thing is, you need to hear this because it affects every one of us. Arthur, can you go
You're
on?
A good lady, Deanne. I wish there were more like you around.
Well, I wish it was 100 million and you, too.
Well, we were talking about the two bombs that were dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And those two bombs were very small by comparison to today's 100-plus megaton weapons, which are 2,500 times more powerful than those used on Japan. Now, it'll be impossible to collect all the dead fast enough to prevent cholera and other epidemics, and there'll be no turning back for government employees who read this and do nothing. Doomed forever to wish that they had done something to stop it when they could still act. And I'm saying to all these government employees, act now before it's too late. Many government workers have come forward and have spoken out, and many more like you are desperately needed. And I'm addressing this to the Pentagon employees and other government workers. The press is slowly coming out of its suppression and its long, deep sleep. With the help of people like McClatchy newspapers who are starting to write that they are writing the truth. And sooner or later, the other newspapers are going to start catching on like McClatchy newspapers are doing and start to write the truth. Now, the press is coming out of its suppression and its deep sleep as they begin to realize that the lies that they were supporting and their future, too, it's unlikely that an attack will take place once this is publicized. If such an attack were to proceed, then the entire world would soon know exactly who ordered it. Now, bringing all this information out into the sanitizing light of day is of utmost importance, because once freedom is gone and the new police state reaches full force, there will be no turning back saying, I should have done something when I could. Later will be completely meaningless. Pets receive chip implants. Do you also want to become a pet and faithful slave? Frederick Douglass, a great man, once said, a slave is someone who sits down and waits for someone to free them. But the world will not come to our rescue, but will laugh at us instead. And never forget, the military cannot finish turning America into a police state without your help to make it happen. Now, I've done all I can to encourage you to work for that which is true and right, and thank you for considering the above facts. Now, the rest is up to you and your colleagues. Please take note, workers of the Pentagon. The rest is up to you, and I thank Ted Tweetmeyer for these ideas. Ted Tweetmeyer is an American writer, and we need more American writers. And about the debate that's just gone on, the Republican debate, and this is another attempt to marginalize Ron Paul, who seems to be the only decent candidate around. Sorry, he's running on the Republican Party, because I don't think they're going to let him win his own party. So, once again, we have a Republican presidential candidate debate where organizers somehow managed to place Texas Representative Ron Paul on the edge of the pack. And this time, Paul was
delegated. That's on the radio. What you yelling?
Hello?
We got you.
Oh, okay. Are we still connected?
Yes.
Okay. This time, Paul was delegated to hold the far-left position. And in other debates, he was given the far-right slot. Giuliani, Romney, McCain held the center positions as usual. This creates a visual image and impression in the viewer that those occupying the center are the front runners, while those on the fringes are, well, on the fringes and not to be taken seriously. So don't think for one moment that these arrangements are just dumb luck, because they're not. And it has happened too often to be relegated to coincidence. And those hoping Fred Thompson would shine and save the Republicans got quite a jolt when Thompson held the Bush line on the Iraq War and on so-called free trade. And if the election were held today, and if Bush could run for another term, Hillary Clinton would be waved into the Oval Office. So why would any sane Republican think that Fred Thompson would have any chance to win? The only Republican candidates who can win in 2008 are those against the Iraq War and against a unilateral attack on Iran. In addition, the candidate must oppose existing free trade agreements and support a strict return to constitutional compliance. When Ron Paul pointed out that no war could be waged under our Constitution unless a declaration of war is voted by the majority in Congress, The other candidate's eyes glazed over. You could see in their condescending expression the contempt they had for anyone insisting on constitutional compliance. These people have forgotten what the Constitution and what America is all about. Instead, they called for war actions by the president if the situation called for it, and the situations they thought deserved presidential act of wars had nothing to do with an imminent threat to the people of the United States. And outside of Ron Paul, every other Republican candidate is a traitor to his oath and not even trying to hide it. And I credit this to Carl F. Warden, another great American writer. And my name is Arthur N. Burnclow. I'm Executive Director of Veterans for Constitutional Law. And we help veterans. We help veterans get their claims with the VA that the VA keeps trying to deprive them of their benefits like disability compensation, schooling, and anything else they can get away with. Let's, shall we say, screwing a veteran out of what's coming to them. And we're generally, I talk about the VA and I try to rip them as hard as I can because they deserve it. And let's talk about something else here, too. We've got something that has been circulating here through Congress. They're trying to pass it. They're trying to pass something called the Veterans Disarmament Bill. And the idea of this was started by Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton started this during his administration by urging, they're trying to urge a panel to boost. Bill Clinton actually tried to get this passed that any veteran who had consulted at any time with a psychiatrist or a psychologist should be put on the list that when he applies for a gun permit to be turned down for the gun permit. And if he has a gun permit, to try to take it away from him. And right now they're trying to pass this Veterans Disarmament Bill, but thanks to one congressman out in Oklahoma and the Gun Owners of America, the GOA, and several senators with pro-gun amendments, they've shelved this temporarily, but it's going to be back.
Now, the scary thing on this, author, if they do this thing, folks, you know, you have veterans here that know what's going on.
Oh, you bet.
And there, you know, we had the militia. They tried to, you know, wipe out the militia that was working in our behalf. They have tried, and now they've got this ban the bullet thing where you can't buy any bullets anywhere. And they are completely disarmed. They're hoping the general public.
Exactly.
So now, if you have veterans here for previous wars that know how to battle, and there is a situation at foot, if they have no weapons, then what?
That's
you know, what
that's
do
what
do?
Scares these governments. Veterans who know how to use the weapons. That's why you know, the National Instant Criminal Background Check System, the NICS process. Was given 83,000 names by the Clinton administration of veterans, and I'm telling all these people, the ones who have permits and everything, if Mrs. Clinton becomes elected as president from the Democrats, or Mr. Giuliani or Mr. McCain become elected for the Republicans, whether you have a permit or not, they're coming for your guns. They are coming for your guns.
And if they take your guns away, then your civil rights might be violated by who knows what foreign operatives.
Oh, you bet.
Currently, right now, Arthur, I know you're aware of training of foreign troops here on American soil.
Oh.
And, you know, they have guns. How did they get guns? And
yeah, we got the blue helmet boys here training in the United States.
And
so,
so, how is it that they're allowing foreign governments to have their people over here up with guns and bullets and all types of weaponry, and they're removing the same basis of the protection force of the people here that could protect the people on our shorelines? You know, what is that? Do they have a law against these so-called military training camps for foreigners from them having guns?
It's a situation here that they are going to – the government, first of all, is afraid of veterans, number one. Then the government is afraid of guns. Now, veterans with guns totally terrifies them. And I want to give you a little gun history. First of all, if they come from my my weapon, I have permits for everything I have, and if they come from mine, they can have it, business end first. Now, here's a little bit of history. It's a little bit of gun history. In 1929, the Soviet Union established gun control. 1929. From 1929 to 1953, about 20 million dissidents, unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated. In 1911, Turkey established gun control. From 1915 to 1917, 1.5 million Armenians, unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated. Germany established gun control in 1938, and from 1939 to 1945, a total of 13 million Jews and others who were unable to defend themselves were rounded up and exterminated.
And they're doing it right here again,
you bet,
in the United States. And like they are even using ministers as a measure to say no more bullets. But the thing is, it isn't bullets, it isn't guns that kill people.
It's people
human
that kill
people.
People
out here are killing people.
That's
because
right.
They are now dissented from not having jobs, not having income, being in the situation of everybody in the United States, if they don't run to realize it, is under post-traumatic stress from having the situation that has been placed on us for the last 8 years of this administration and the beginning of what ended up from the previous administration. Because, again, folks, it isn't a Democratic or Republican issue. It's a corruption issue.
Now, you know, China established gun control in 1935. And from 1948 to 1952, 20 million political dissidents were unable to defend themselves, and they were rounded up and exterminated. Guatemala established gun control. This is a long history. In 1964, from 1964 to 1981, 100,000 Mayan Indians, unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated. Uganda established gun control in 1970. From 1971 to 1979, 300,000 Christians, unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated. Cambodia established gun control in 1956. From 1975 to 1997, 1 million educated people, unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated. And defenseless people rounded up and exterminated in the 20th century because of gun control. 56 million, and it's now been 12 months since gun owners in Australia were forced by a new law to surrender 640,381 personal firearms to be destroyed by their own government, a program costing Australian taxpayers more than $500 million. And the first-year results are now in. Here's the results, a list of seven items. Australia-wide, homicides are up 3.2%. This is since guns are outlawed in Australia. Australia-wide, assaults are up 8.6%. Armed robberies are up 44%. Yes, 44%. In the state of Victoria alone, homicides with firearms are now up 300%. Note that while the law-abiding citizens turned them in, the criminals, of course, did not. and the criminals still possess their guns. While figures over the previous 25 years showed a steady decrease in armed robbery with firearms, this has changed drastically upward in the past 12 months since criminals are now guaranteed that their prey is unarmed.
And the thing is that it is what he's saying is statistical fact. And you have people in Canada that are very well armed, and they don't have the problems we have here in the United States. We, you know, have created a situation where we have created these, as Arthur elegantly said, public officials, public servants that we hire in out of our tax dollar that the IRS collects from you every year. Those tax dollars you pay for all this huge amounts of real estate tax and everything else is going to the salary of these people that are violating every facet of law against you. And again, I want to entwine in this too. Every last one of these folks that is sitting in all these government offices, if you are aware of a criminal act, maybe you haven't been arrested yet or, you know, placed in the hands of authority, but you will. Because everyone that had knowledge of this is comparable to a crime in action. We'll be right back with Arthur and John after this break.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic Priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Hey!
we're back. And we're here on RBN, and we're talking about things that you need to be totally aware of because, you know, we're in a very bad scene, folks. Very bad scene. We have government officials that don't understand what their role
is,
exactly. What their job is, their responsibility is being public servants, and they are hired through a government agency. Government agency meaning that they are hired for us, not for their own. They're not in private sector. They're not acting as though they are acting currently. They're not in a corporation, a privately owned corporation. They're in a corporation that is of our own government, and they are supposed to be acting in the behalf of the people, not for themselves. And what has happened is throughout a historical means of a collaborated effort of corruption and fraud that goes from various governments and different things, we have been invaded. We have been invaded with people that have done criminal acts. We have voted people in that have family ties to criminal acts.
Excuse
to
me,
World War One and Two.
Excuse me, we're rapidly running out of time, and I've got to give out my statistics, my number, my address.
Sure,
and also
ahead.
There is a website which I want people to make note. Let me give the website out first. It's the website GOA. It's the Gun Owners of America, and their website is http://www.gunowners.org/activism And you'll get a lot of phone and fax numbers there when you access that website. And I'm Arthur N. Birnklaw, Executive Director of Veterans for Constitutional Law, and we help veterans and those who want to contact me. We help them get their claims through the VA and get anything done if they run across a stalemate through the VA and other government agencies that are trying to block you from getting your benefits. Veterans for Constitutional Law Limited, our number, the best one to call us at, is 631-474-4261. I'll repeat the number, 631-474-4261. And we do need help. We do need donations. All this costs money, and our organization is made up of mostly disabled veterans. Nobody gets paid any more than $1 a year. We're all volunteers. And please write us, contact us, Veterans for Constitutional Law, Limited, LTD, period, is good enough. And we're at number 112 Jefferson Avenue, 112 Jefferson Avenue in Port Jefferson, New York, 11777. That's Veterans for Constitutional Law Limited, 112 Jefferson Avenue in Port Jefferson, New York, 11777. All letters will be answered. All telephone calls will be returned. And we want to hear from you. And America needs your help. And we also need the help of all you people working in the Pentagon and other government facilities. Don't let happen here what happened in Nazi Germany and in other places in this world.
Well,
we can do something about it.
Thank you very much, Arthur, for coming on the first hour. We're going to definitely have you back. And we're going to the second hour of the broadcast. I thank you for coming on, Arthur.
Well, thank you and Republic for having us, and it's always a pleasure to work with you, Deanne.
Well, we will be back up in a few minutes with the second hour of the Deanne Burley Show, and we will be right back after this commercial break.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over